Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio, and more Big Show right around the corner.
I'm working with Mr. Bill Cox over to his outfit, and I like to listen to John Boy and Billy on that there Big Show. I like the way they talk. They're funny ha-ha, not funny queer. That's what they say anyhow. I figured out why John Boy has a hard time getting started in the morning. Ain't got no gas.
Monday. It's Monday the 13th. But that's not bad luck.
No.
That would really be bad if Monday the 13th was a bad luck day.
You would think the bad luck day would be a Monday.
You would think they would have picked Monday.
Yeah.
Spoil a Friday. Everybody have a good weekend. Everybody looking a little worse for the wear. All right, good. Well, it is September the 13th. And, of course, after the 20th anniversary of 9/11 over the weekend, we're going to have us an American Military Appreciation Monday.
Oh.
Hit me over the weekend, said, let's go back when we whipped the Taliban, all right? Mm-hmm. We know what all's going on over there right now. So we're going to go back and focus. We went over there and whipped them, and we were right here cartooning them. We were Bugs Bunnying them the whole way, you know? For those of you who don't know what we're talking about when we say that, it's like, remember Bugs Bunny on the cartoons used to make fun of Hitler and the Nazis?
Right, yeah.
Like that? Mm-hmm. That's the way we attacked the Taliban, doing that, supporting our military. So let's have some fun with that. Big Al and Big Al's going to be with us all morning. We got Taliban Motors, Croc Stalker, and Granny Klump even torturing some Talibans at Gitmo. So it's going to be great. All right. First of all, we'll get you ready to get our winning beginning on Outburst, you know, the way we do our 3 days in history saved up. So let's wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Let's get our first prize pack out. It's a big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. It includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. It's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine pickle juicers. Inconvenient 2-ounce shooter, 64-ounce jugs. Get them now at MountOlivePickleshop.com. Or you can go to BigShow.com, click on that Mount Olive Pickles banner. Making great products since 1926. Look at our 3 dates in history where we'll get our categories. All right, September 13th, 1971. Wayne Rawlings, a 30-year-old Marine captain, was stationed in Hawaii, did 17,000 setups in 7 hours and 27 minutes.
Wow, he must have really screwed something up.
I bet his stomach was hard.
Yeah.
I move up to 1989. A national study revealed that on an average day in the U.S., 169 women and 56 men got nose jobs.
Okay.
89 was a big year
that
for noses.
Big year for noses.
And finally, it was on this date in 1993. Conan O'Brien became the host of NBC's Late Night, the show previously hosted by David Letterman. And who's hosting it now?
James Corden. Isn't it James Corden?
No, that's,
is
well,
that
that's,
Corden?
That's CBS.
Corden, who's Kimmel, the, who's the other one?
Who's the late night host?
Is it Stephen Colbert now?
No, that's CBS.
That shows you, man. Ain't nobody watching that crap no more.
Is it the English, not James Corden, but the other English guy? That was on.
All right, I'm over it, so y'all just go ahead. Listen.
No, I have to know. That, like that, okay, no, huh? Fine.
Jim, we got our category. Jimmy Fallon?
No. He's ABC. Okay. We've covered all the other networks.
All right. Conan O'Brien?
No.
You're killing me.
You started it.
I know, I'm trying to finish it. Come on, we got our categories. Our work here is done. Let's get a contestant and join the winners.
Okay.
We'll let you know when we figure it out. All right, y'all keep working on it. Big Show, okay, we play Outburst next.
Simon Cow?
No.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. We got 15 scares in 90 seconds. And we got 16 because Randy scared Jackie coming in the studio.
I just walk in. I mean, all I do is walk nearer. And sometimes that's all it takes. You go, hey.
Ah! Oh, but this time you went, ah!
Yeah, I did. It was a little loud. What I love about scaring Jackie is when you, whatever sound you make, you get back from it.
That goes. Yeah, it's like talking to a Furby.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, that's mean.
Well, let's enjoy these strangers getting scared. Yeah. Video of the day is at thebigshow.com. And right now, get a week's worth of winning. Begin.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
And say hey to Kevin from Hillsboro, North Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Kevin! Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, John Boy.
Hello, buddy. How's everything right off 40 I-85 in your city this morning?
Oh, doing all right. Good, growing man. Big time.
I know, man. Oh, God, this filling in there between Greensboro and then Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh. That's where I'm from, Graham, right there off 40.
Ah. And, yeah, I know. Yeah, it is. It's really booming through here, John Boy.
Yeah, man. We used to sneak away from high school and party in Hillsboro.
What?
Nice hills.
You didn't have a perfect attendance in school?
All right. Well, let's not worry about the past. Let's focus on Kevin's future right now. See if you can win this Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. You ready, buddy?
Yes, sir.
In 5 seconds, 3 repetitious exercises. Ready? Go.
Sit-ups, push-ups, and jumping jacks.
There you go. Now we need 3 plastic surgeries. Ready, go.
Nose job, boob job, facelift.
Bam. And for the win, 3 hosts of late night TV. Ready, go.
Fallon, Conan, and Kimmel.
And there you go. Good work. Oh, remember, it was a couple months ago. It was talking about late night. Who we watching? I said I watch Gutfeld on Fox News at 11 p.m. every night. Uh-huh. I said he's the best late night out there. He's beating everybody in the ratings now.
Hmm.
I mean, all the network guys like Kimmel, he's just killing them, man. I just love that. I was right. Here I am, cutting edge again, just like cutting classes in Hillsboro.
Lighten up, Mr. Nielsen.
So you're saying you've learned nothing since high school?
All right, Kevin, well, good work for you, buddy. Big old Mount Olive Pickles prize pack headed your way.
Look, I appreciate it, and thank you guys for giving us some good entertainment with everything going so crazy sometimes.
Got it, buddy. We appreciate you, Kev. Hang on for Jackie. All right, we got a winner, so we're going back. Who's hosting the late night now? Yeah. You haven't figured out.
Seth Meyers, the guy that used to be one of the...
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm just messing with you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the guy that used to do, one of the guys who used to do Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so still.
Can we talk about this some more? Because I think it irritates John Boy.
That was kind of a letdown. I didn't think it was Seth Meyers.
Oh, almost. We got something fun coming up right after your news.
You promise?
Oh, I promise.
Shows on the radio for you Monday, September the 13th, coming off 20th anniversary of 9/11. We've got an American Military Appreciation Monday. We're looking back when we whipped the Taliban. Yeah, we were having fun keeping an eye on Big Al and Big Al.
true believers, I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I am Big Al Jazeera.
Thank you for calling the ad talk line for Infidel's Den, Baghdad's Mecca for great food and home of the big-ass yak.
Many people say to us, how can you sell such a big-ass yak for such a minimal price? We cannot reveal this. We do not wish to endanger the life of our supplier or give aid and comfort to our competition. But Infidel's Den always offers the best of yak at a price that will make even Muqtada al-Sadr smile like a small girl.
Also, our hummus platter is known throughout the nation as the supreme caliph of delicious dishes. As many of our regular customers know, Tuesday is half-price hummus day. Please note that I am saying half-price hummus. Several foreign visitors have recently come to us in the mistaken belief that Tuesday was half-price Hamas Day. Wow. We do not observe such a day. We regret any confusion.
Oh, and here is an important reminder. All of the good and pleasant things happening at Infidel's Den are happening inside the den. Mm. There is no loitering allowed in the parking area outside the building.
Also, when you come to the den, please remember to bring your proper identity papers.
That's right. Do not waste our time telling us you left your papers on your camel outside. If you leave to secure them, we will not allow you back inside the den and will alert the Iraqi security forces. And trust us, you do not want none of that.
And now, a few quick shout-outs. Hello to our man Mustafa from Tikrit, who came to the den last week and proved that not all Tikritis are Tikritans. I'm only pulling your leg bone, bro.
Also, good luck to the East Baghdad Junior High School soccer team, the Little Sultans. They will battle the Mosul Saber Rattlers next Sunday.
May they prevail against their adversaries just as the Prophet, peace be upon him, drove the idolaters from the holy city of Mecca in the year 632.
And remember, if the Sultans win Sunday, free hummus on Monday. And again, that's hummus, not Hamas.
Come and visit us at Infidel's Den, the place to be. 1515 Beard of the Prophet Boulevard in Baghdad, just past the big crater at the edge of the green zone.
War damn eagle!
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Monday. Military Appreciation Monday in 20 minutes, Granny Club tortures the Taliban. Right now, action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Girl in the Fridge. As our story opens, Myrtle Bathede is having a morning birthday coffee with her youngest son, Sam, on her front porch at Brushywood Senior Living Center.
The birds are scaring me. Oh, honey, I can't tell you how nice it is to see you in person on your birthday.
Thanks. It's great to see you too, Mom.
How old are you today, anyway?
64.
Where does the time go?
Yeah, it keeps on moving, don't it? You need a refill on your Java there, Mom?
Well, sure. Top me off.
Hey, Mom, when I was getting the coffee stuff together to bring out on the porch, I saw something kind of weird in your refrigerator.
Yeah, I switched from half and half to nut pods. It's a non-dairy and sugar-free, and I don't know how they get milk out of a nut, but, you know, it ain't half bad.
No, the nut pods really ain't the weird part.
No?
I noticed you've got a picture of a girl in a bikini taped inside your refrigerator.
Girl? Oh, yeah, that's Christy Brinkley, one of the most famous swimsuit gals of all time, if I have to tell you.
Yeah, I know who she is. Well, why is her picture hanging in your refrigerator?
Well, you see, come closer. I got me a new boyfriend. Been seeing quite a bit of Mr. Charlie McGee across the street. And between you and me, Charlie's been known to stay over from time to time.
Wow! Yes. That's gross. I mean, great. But what's that got to do with the bikini picture in the fridge?
Oh, Oh, well, I've put on a little bit of weight during the pandemic. I'm trying to lose a few pounds now that I got me a steady boyfriend. And since old Christy Brinkley still looks as pretty as she did 30 or 40 years ago, you know, I thought she'd be a good reminder that you can look good at any age if you stay active, honey, and watch your weight. So she's like my diet coach.
Oh, gotcha. Right. So, is this idea working?
Yes and no. I've lost 2 pounds, but Charlie's put on about 35.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
You know, if you really want to make time with Charlie, you ought to undo those top 2 buttons. Let those things breathe a little. I can work that line into anything.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear horny old Charlie McGee say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
How do they get milk from a nut?
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio. Hang on.
All right, listen, you mugs. It's time to button your yaps, see? I'm trying to listen to these two clowns, John Boy and Billy, on the Big Show. Yeah, the Big Show. It's big, see? Bigger than big. It's enormous, see? He's adorable.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. American Military Appreciation Monday, celebrating when we whip the Taliban after 9/11 coming off the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attack on America. Appreciating our military every day, the way we do here. All right, so Granny Clump coming up. First, let's continue when we were harpooning the Taliban. Or is it lampooning, Billy? I guess that's a
we
word.
We did both, actually.
This was one from Taliban Motors.
Greetings, true believers. I am Big Al-Qaeda.
And I am Big Al Jazeera.
And we're the co-managers of Taliban Motors in Kabul.
And have we got a sale for you?
As we all know, during the current emergency, Mullah Omar has encouraged us all to get out and spend some shekels to get our nation's economy moving again.
Taliban Motors is doing our part by declaring holy war against high automobile prices.
Come on out this Saturday for the mother of all emergency inventory clearance events.
We have almost 7... Make that almost 6 good, clean, pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now.
And they've all got to go to somebody at some price.
1982 Chrysler Cordoba, just 475,000 shekels.
1969 Roadrunner Edition Dodge Charger, price to move now.
Come on down for the lowest prices ever on your next car or dock.
You mean truck.
No, I mean dock. Incoming.
Plus, meet the wacky wake-up guy from Taliban Radio, Mumar in the Morning. He will be broadcasting live Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Plus, while they last, free pita burgers.
We'll be here till the last customer is served or until the Tomahawk missiles from the invaders destroy the showroom.
Taliban Motors on the Jihad Bypass near the railroad trestle.
Make that on the Jihad Bypass where the railroad trestle used to be. Look at the big, thick cloud of black smoke.
Taliban Motors!
No shirt, no shoes,
no problem!
Tuesday only fish.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. And the winner, let's see what that prize pack is. It's a bar stool, 10 sign, and hat from Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans for over 169 years. Behind every gun we build is you. Check them out at smithwesson.com or go to thebigshow.com. Click on that Smith & Wesson banner we got up right there at our website. All right, hang on. We'll play in minutes. First, let's continue celebrating when we whip the Taliban. All right, waiting for Granny Club.
America, dog, I will tell you nothing. I would rather matter myself to Allah, death to America.
Not so fast there, boo-booby-doo. We need to know what's cooking under that turban. Maybe a little torture will loosen your tongue.
Torture, ha!
pull out my fingernails, burn my feet, shave my beard. I will not talk.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Corporal, shut up back there. Corporal, send her in.
You think that a lowly woman can make me talk? Ha! Ha! I say.
Yeah, we'll see. Oh, what we got here. Oh, I love a man in uniform, even if it is only a sheet. Speaking of sheets, why don't we see if we can wrinkle a few of our own? Oh, I feel so vulnerable. Drop that linen and start your grinning, Talibanana man. We gonna celebrate Ramalama Ding Dong.
Woo! Jump at your lullaby. Keep away from me.
My young, strong Muslim boy. I like all them fuzzy Muslim men. Mullah Omar Sharif, Sheikh Rahman Turner Overdrive, Osama Bin Laden. Oh, Osama. I think that might be his problem. He ain't been laden in a while. I'd like to give him the camel dance.
The camel dance?
Yeah. One hump or two.
No! No! Al-Qaeda has a cell of six operatives on the ground at Munich Airport. They are planning a sabotage attack a week from Thursday. Please, please save me.
Great work, Mrs. Klump. He's all yours.
What? But you said...
You're the one who wants to be a martyr. If this don't kill you, nothing will. I'm okay, man. I'm fixing to be on you like honey on a bear's butt. I'm gonna make that turban pop clean off of your head. Give me some sugar. See? I told you.
No!
Woo! If you go, I'll scream.
No!
That's so dumb.
I don't know. All right. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy for that big old Smith and Wesson prize pack. Despite what you've been taught by Hollywood and the nightly news, you're nearly twice as likely to win the Powerball lottery jackpot as you are to be attacked and killed by one of these.
What is the girl that reads the winning numbers?
1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Monday. Our video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. 15 scares in 90 seconds. Enjoy a minute and a half, and you visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now your host, his record, 20 scares in 90 seconds. He was on a roller coaster at the time. He is John Moore.
And thank you. Let's say hey to Gene out of Landrum, South Carolina. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. All right, Gene, you first up. Let's see what you got. Well, despite what you... What? All right, ready? Here we go. Despite what you've been taught by Hollywood and the nightly news, you are nearly twice as likely to win the Powerball lottery jackpot as you are to be attacked and killed by one of these.
I'm going to have to say a dog.
You're going to say a dog?
Southern.
Oh, no, not a dog. We didn't look the dogs up, did you? All right. Hey, Gene, appreciate you playing, buddy. You have a great day.
You too, man.
All right, man. Let's go to Carolyn in Blountville, Tennessee. Good morning, Carolyn.
Howdy.
All right. So you're twice as likely to win the Powerball lottery jackpot as you are to be attacked and killed by one of these.
Shark.
Is it a shark?
Southern shark.
Yes, it is. It's a pair of sharks. Mm-hmm. Maybe it has to do with a lot of Americans don't live near the sharks, you know, because they live in the ocean.
Well, I don't live near one, thank goodness.
All right. Well, it worked for you, Carolyn. You got the big old bar stool, 10-sign hat from Smith and Wesson. Big old prize pack, my buds, at Smith and Wesson. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you very much.
All right, well, I didn't tell you the odds there on John Boy Jeopardy. Powerball odds for you to win, 1 in 175 million. Mm-hmm. Death by shark odds, 1 in 300 million.
Yikes.
And by the way, the dog attack, our wrong guess we had there, being killed by dog attack is 1 in 86,781.
So you're more likely to be killed by a dog than you are to win the Powerball.
Yes. Okay, that's it.
All right.
All right, so again, we figured that out. All right, now we move on.
Okay.
I've got well, there goes tomorrow's Jeopardy question.
I got 25 others if you want to hear the odds. I'll just start with
them. Hang on to those. We might need them.
All right.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
She's got tattoos on her backside and a car jacked up out front. My neighbor next door's a known road whore, and she's off on a husband hunt. Spends her days in the laundromat, washing and drying two tops. And I ain't real crazy about my old lady, but I don't really think I'd swap. Spends her nights in a strip joint, doing an exotic dance. In an out-of-date pair of platform shoes and worn-out spandex pants. Her kids still live with her mother, her stepbrother who's unemployed, drives an old chartreuse pinto and sleeps with a dude named Floyd. And she's a trailer park woman, she's a mobile home princess, she's the queen of manufactured housing. She's a trailer park woman, she's a mobile home princess, and me, I'm the trailer park king. She's got a bad reputation, she's the talk of the neighborhood. Yeah, maybe her place ain't Graceland, but the furniture's just as good. I often stare in her window when she's getting dressed inside. But she don't mind, she looks up to me, cause I own a double wide. I got a concrete block foundation, and it impresses her. Always comes a knocking whenever there's a tornado. And she's a trailer park woman, she's a mobile home princess, everybody's a queen of manufactured housing. She's a trailer park woman, she's a mobile home princess, and me, I'm trailer park.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, part-time receptionist Phil McCracken coming in. All right, let's eavesdrop, shall we?
All the sad old men in their trust, they strain when playing shuffleboard. They can't bend down, oy vey, oh, a deep breath is going overboard. I go to the store, pick up milk, that's when I feel a stabbing pain. Pick up my cat, oy vey, oh, there's that awful pain again. I heard the doc who was in shock say, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh. Life with a hernia. Oh. Life with a hernia. Oh, hello, Babs. Please, be patient with me today. It seems I've herniated myself. How did I do it? I can tell you exactly how I did it. I tried to lift up John Boy's legendary big bag. Well, I should have looked at it before I even attempted that clean and jerk. Let's see, there was a pan of leftover chicken wings, two cases of Diet Coke, 5 12 packs of cherry Pop-Tarts, cups, plates, paper towel, and toilet paper. It's like he was channeling Mr. Rayford. But I guess it's easier to shop here than stop at the store. I'm sorry, I meant to say cheaper. So what's new with you, Bubaloo? Uh-huh. You had to retake your driving test. Oh, because of the tickets. Right. And you failed? How on earth? Ah, every time the car stopped, you jumped in the back seat. Well, no. You know, old habits are hard to break. Listen. Why don't you touch up the fabulous and we'll scoot along to Aaron's. Okay. There she goes. Nope, little further. Atta girl. No, he's married. Keep going. Not in the planter again. That's the door. She's in. And it's closed. Sigh. You know the difference between butter and a blonde? Butter can be hard to spread. Jump on my Big Show Flipping. I may help you. Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh, you have a complaint? Welcome to the club. I bought a pair of French cut tap pants at Cato, and when I got them home, I could barely squeeze it. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's make this all about you, shall we? Oh, it's not about you. No, it's about your son. Oh, don't tell me. He's been screaming, ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. We get that one a lot. Oh, it's not that. Oh, my. It's Oliver? Your son gets upset when he talks about his family? How do you think Oliver feels? Your son cries? Why? Oh, he's a little on the hefty side, huh? I'm hip and size and butt. You get the picture. Ma'am, really, such language. I usually have to go down to the sports station to hear that kind of talk. Oh, wow. Were you ever on the bull riding circuit? Listen, Toots, here's something to think about. Maybe little Junior Cheeseburger isn't crying because of Oliver. Maybe he's in tears because you're his mother. Hello? Oh, my stars and garters, that was better than cheesecake. Woo! I need a cigarette and I don't even smoke. John Boy, Billy Big Show, Fisting, I may help you. You've got a complaint? Oh, Toots, did you pick the wrong day? Bring it on! You're mad about a song they played? Really? Really? Here, try this. Take the index finger and push the channel changer. Then take the thumb, spit on it, and stick it. Oh, here comes the blonde bombshell. Gotta go. And ma'am, dust. I don't know why I always say that. Hello, my angel. Oh, gossip. Yum, 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 yum. What's the dirt, skirt? Amber is pregnant? Again? Good heavens. What does she use for protection? The bus shelter. Good call. Oh, my head. Better stock up on the BC powders. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
Good morning, rolling through the Big Show on the radio.
Hello, this is Robert Goulet, and you're listening to the Pride of the Red States, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. Some enchanted morning, You may hear the big show. Where's my big bag? Who can't be topical?
Shows on the radio for you Monday, September the 13th. We're having our Military Appreciation Monday, celebrating back when we whipped the Taliban. Yeah, we were cartooning them right here on the big show. Check in with Taliban Motors.
Greetings, true believers. I'm Big Al-Qaeda.
And I am Big Al-Jazeera.
And we're the co-managers of Taliban Motors in Kabul.
And have we got a sale for you?
Looking for a good, clean, used car for the little woman?
Well, stop that. You know women are not allowed to drive cars.
If you've been putting off that new car or truck, now is the time to move.
It is our The Boss Has Fled Across the Border into Pakistan. They have all got to go. Sales event.
We still have almost six.
Make that almost five good, clean, pre-owned vehicles on the lot right now.
1974 Ford Mustang 2 GT, just 487,699 shekels.
And remember, we talk the note.
Saturday from 2 to 4, meet American Imperialist sponsor monger Monroe Fisher. He'll be signing copies of his new book, Tales from Underneath the Surface. Plus, free pizza burgers while they last.
Taliban Motors on the Jihad Bypass at Three Hills Road. Make that on the Jihad Bypass at Two Hills Road.
Taliban Motors, the walking man's friend.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Good morning, got a big show on the radio. Our American Military Appreciation Monday continues. Celebrate when we whip the Taliban. Coming up right now, we got the Crocodile Stalker in search of the Taliban. Hang on. First, I'm going to tell you the prize pack we're getting ready to play for on the current events quiz is a variety pack of Astera Labs products. As pharmaceutical-grade CBD, made in the USA, no bitter aftertaste. If you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Play four in a second. Right now.
Animal Channel presents The Crocodile Stalker. Traveling around the world in search of exotic wildlife, then annoying the crap out of them. Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, love, and good day. Steve here. And today we're in the mountainous countryside of Afghanistan. Even bombed out and war-torn, it's still a beautiful countryside, absolutely gorgeous. And while I'm here, I'll be delivering some cards and letters to the great American fighting force working hard to keep the world safe from the axis of evil. Crikey, we're not looking for any trouble. We're here looking to study the last remaining members of an endangered species of cave dwellers known as Muslimimax nutjobbers, or the standard breed of Taliban. Uh-oh, we better hurry. Looks like extinction might be just around the corner. Wait, look there. Bonzers, what luck. A whole herd of them. And they're ducking into that cave. Let's not lose them. Come on. Wowza. That's as big as a house in here. And look at all of these tunnels. I wonder which one they went down. Phew! That telltale BO makes it a whole lot easier to track them down. It's like someone burnt the Vienna sausage. Let's follow the stink this way. Oh, there they are. Over there behind those barrels of napalm. Now, let's try to tag them from here. I'll raise my trusty tranquilizer rifle and... Well, that figures. I guess I should thank my lucky stars that it hit the fleshy part of my head. Ah, that's better. Ooh, it's getting dark in here. Oh, that's right. We're in a cave. I better tag a few of those little rascals before it's lights out for old Steve. Now, where's that tranquilizer rifle? Ah, here we go. Ooh, seems a lot heavier than it did before. This sedative must be pretty powerful. Anywho, here, tally up a banana. Stevie won't hurt you. Ah, there you are. Hold still. This won't hurt a bit. Oh, safety's on. There we go. And... Crikey, I must have picked up the wrong gun. Oops. Ooh, I guess they can call off the airstrikes.
Dude, what are you doing?
Great googly moogly. What luck. It's the extremely rare American Taliban.
Who are you talking to? Dude, you're like totally wasting my like brothers in arms and junk. I'm telling my dad, dude.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know your dad, but I do have a message from your uncle.
My uncle?
Yeah, your Uncle Sam. Message delivered. Well, looks like more work here is done. I'll just head on back to base camp. I know a shortcut through the minefield. Follow me.
Tune in again next week for another episode of The Crocodile Stalker.
Ow!
Maybe.
Awesome. We're bringing them all out, woman. Y'all, let's play the current events quiz. Bentley, what are we dealing with?
Dateline Baton Rouge, the case of the instant billionaire.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C, you will win. We play next. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. Enjoy 15 scares in 90 seconds. Make a day to visit BigShow.com. Enjoy it. And right now, Pep Squad. Say hey to Christy from McMinnville, Tennessee. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Christy, ready for your quiz?
Yes.
All right, let's listen to Bidley.
Well, when Darren James of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, came home from work recently, his wife fired up the banking app on her phone and showed him a mistake that had been made on their account. A deposit had been made in error to the tune of $50 billion.
Whoa.
The couple called the bank and reported the mistake immediately. The bank said they'd take care of it, which they did, although it took about 4 days for the $50 billion balance to disappear from their account. James says it was kind of fun to feel like a billionaire for a few days. Asked what he'd do if he really was a sudden billionaire, he said there's no doubt his first order of business would be A, pay off his mortgage and other debts, B, hire a full-time security guard, or C, walk into Chipotle at lunch and say, guacamole for everybody.
What you got, Christy?
C.
I don't guess he gets to keep the interest.
I don't think so. No.
Hey, Christy, well, you got it better off than our $50 billion man down there in Tennessee. Congratulations, baby.
Thank you.
Okay. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. We go back to American Military Appreciation Monday right on the other side. We got to check out some morning radio back in the day in Baghdad. That'll be fun. Hang on. Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. First work day after the 20th anniversary of 9/11 happened on Saturday. We're having our Military Appreciation Monday. Back when we was moving up on them after the deal. Yeah, this was in.
That's how the Pentagon really put out a memo. They summarized it.
Some kind of code name they used.
You know what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is where we had our boys over there hunting Saddam Hussein down. We decided, well, let's check out morning radio. All right, roll that. See what's happening like in morning radio in Baghdad.
There you go.
It'll be fun. We got a short wave right here.
See how their media is handling it, yeah.
We just turn. See if I can get it here.
Good morning, Baghdad. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
Welcome to the Big Al and Big Al Big Show. Coming up, we'll tell you where you can get a free sample of our brand new Big Al and Big Al grilling sauce.
Plus another hilarious call from our infidel American correspondent and shameless sponsor monger, Mongo Squisher, somewhere in his own little world.
But right now, it's time to play Big Al Jeopardy. Who's got the question? It is our badly dressed producer, Ali Baba Bui.
Hey, Ali, nice outfit. Not.
Did some homosexual American motion picture star dress you this morning? Okay, we're going to take caller number 9 right now on the Big Al studio lines.
Excuse me, Big Al. You know, there are only 7 working telephones in the Baghdad area right now.
Okay, we're going to take caller 7 on Big Al studio lines. Here's the question. Who was the inventor of the drug penicillin? Hey, who's this on the line?
This is Mohammed.
There's a big surprise.
Hey, by the way, long-time listener, first-time caller. Let me hear that camel.
Okay, Mohammed, who invented penicillin?
I would say our beloved leader and destroyer of the infidels, Saddam Hussein.
Okay, let's see.
The prophet says...
You got it! Congratulations! Big Al, tell him what he wins.
It is a copy of the Daniels Band angry new anti-American hit single, This Ain't No Rag, It's a Hat. Plus, we are throwing in a free copy of our controversial new comedy video, Big Al and Big Al, banned from CNN. Congratulations!
Big Al, I don't have a CD player, or a VCR, or a television.
Things are tough all over, pal.
Son of a...
Hold on, the lovely Fatima will take your information.
So can I hear the camel again?
Let's get a quick news update from Big Al.
Good morning, Big Al.
Good morning, Big Al.
Here's some of what's happening in your world today. Revolutionary leader Abu Nidal was found dead in his Baghdad apartment of multiple gunshot wounds. Or, as the medical examiner called it, natural causes. And in light of the threat of new terror attacks by the godless infidel Americans, the Office of Homeland Security has upgraded the national alert status from light brown to medium brown. More on that story at the top of the hour.
Thanks, Big Al.
No problem, Big Al.
Okay, let's rock this Casbah. Tighten up your towels, fellow babies, because here comes the hot new hit from Eminem, the infidel star. Hit it.
Well.
Here's them all over.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hi, got that tune, Horton Boys. Check it out. Read this cover letter. Hey, perverts. Looks like COVID just got renewed for a third season. So here's another one of our big coronavirus box set, if we ever do one.
Okay.
Keep them straight up thar, Hoyt. Well, let's check it out.
Just about a year ago, the COVID first appeared. It spread all around the world, and the world got mighty scared. Things got bad, then things got worse. We all remember that. Oh, Lord, here comes COVID again. Wasn't no kind of treatment. It came on so hard and fast. Wash your hands, don't touch your face. It's all we ever seen. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again.
This is the part where we play through the pain. Finally got some vaccines, a one or a two-dose shot. And some folks said, I'll take it, and others said, afraid not. The politicians beat the drums, and both sides got all hot. And meanwhile, here comes COVID again. This is the part where we keep playing because the pain keeps on coming. And now we've got the Delta. It spreads like chicken pox. If you ain't vaccinated, it'll knock you right out of your socks. If you enjoyed pandemic, you'll love pandemic too. Cause oh Lord, here comes COVID again. Oh Lord, here comes COVID again. Yeah, I don't know what the solution is, folks. Some say we need to vaccinate our way out of this. How's that going? Not too good. And then the people that talk about herd immunity, the problem with that is this herd has got way too many jackasses in it. Look, I wear a mask at the body shop all day already. I don't want to have to wear one at the Quick Pick, too. So get a shot or get sick. Let's get this over with. I got people to see and debts to pull. So mask up, shut up, and quit ruining my life.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio.
Hello, Flimsy Premise here. And when I'm on this side of the pond, I get my daily dose of culture and edification every morning from these two delightful lads, John Boy and Billy, right here on the Big Show. You know, I hate to break it to you boys, but where I come from, you're all Yankees. Well, I thought it was funny.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio, celebrating our military this morning. Okay, we're looking back when it was whipping the Taliban. Good deal. So what we got, yeah, coming up in minutes, we got Big Al and Big Al lunch menu for you. Oh, how can we top morning radio with Big Al? Well, this might do it. I don't know. We'll find out. But first, we would always check in, see what's happening at Taliban Motors.
Believers. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I am Big Al Jazeera.
We are the co-managers of Taliban Motors in Kabul.
And have we got a sale for you?
Taliban Motors in Kabul is closing its doors forever, and we'd rather sell them than move them.
Come in now for our big Here Come the Invaders from the North and Their Infidel Allies from the Great Satan America inventory liquidation sale.
Save like never before on our in-stock selection of almost five...
Make that almost four good, clean, used cars.
1983 Ford Festiva runs good. Make that runs good, minor body damage. Price to move now.
No reasonable offer will be refused. No credit, slow credit, we told the note.
They've all got to go to somebody at some price. Take a test drive, get a free bottle of Mullah Omar's original grilling sauce.
Taliban Motors in Kabul is closing forever. Come in now for the biggest savings in our history.
We'll be here till the last customer is served.
Which might not be long, so hurry.
Taliban Motors on the Jihad Bypass near the big anti-aircraft battery.
Make that on the jihad bypass near the big smoking hole in the ground.
Taliban Motors. No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Son of a...
Good morning, got a big show on the radio. Yeah, the Big Al, Big Al's right here. Hang on just a second. Let me tell you the prize pack we're getting ready to play for on Wordy Word. It's a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance products available at your local NABA auto parts store. If you go to Liquid Performance banner at thebigshow.com, you can get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. Just enter code JBB at checkout. Hang on, play for it in minutes right now.
Well, you hear about Guantanamo Bay, how bad we're treating the prisoners, you know, our enemies.
Yeah. The ones they arrested on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One old liberal U.S. senator compared it to Nazi concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the focus of a press conference by the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee looked at the kind of food served at the U.S. Naval Prison.
Mm-hmm.
In Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Guantanamo.
Club Gitmo.
Club Gitmo, exactly.
That'd be easier for me,
Camp
too.
X-Ray, they also call it.
All right. Well, Representative Duncan Hunter of California showed off some Gitmo prison rations and supplied details of a typical Sunday menu. Orange glazed chicken, fresh fruit, steamed peas and mushrooms, and rice pilaf.
Oh, there you go. Just like the Nazis used to serve.
That's right. Mr. Hunter says, we treat them very well. They have never eaten better. Well, two hot meals a day are prepared for the prisoners in the same kitchens that serve U.S. troops at the naval base. Pork and shellfish are off the menu because we wouldn't want to, you know, hurt their religious reasons,
right,
make them eat something. Yeah. Send them to hell.
That's all I'd do is serve them fish.
Popular Gitmo dishes include curried eggs, tandoori baked chicken,
wow,
and lyonnaise rice. Breakfast typically includes dates and honey.
Man, how do they survive?
The Pentagon budgets $2.5 million per year for feeding them, which works out to $12.68 per person per day.
Uh-huh.
And you compare that meals in federal prisons that house our convicts, $2.78 a day.
So they're spending like six times more on these guys.
More on our enemy prisoners.
Mm. What in the world?
I know. Prisoners considered to be well-behaved or low security risk are allowed to serve themselves around open-air picnic tables in the detention block.
Another classic old Nazi trick.
Yeah. Let's go have a picnic. Man.
Do you have any sunscreen?
So, we thought we'd find out more about what they're serving at Gitmo. We got a number. I don't know who got this. We'll just keep it private.
They said not to say.
Yeah. The information line at the Camp X-Ray cafeteria.
Okay.
All right, I got the number right here. Some info on how bad we're treating these guys here.
This is your lunch menu for Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo Bay for the week of July 18th. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
And we're the Gitmo lunch menu man.
Monday, honey roasted chicken, rice pilaf, seasoned lentils, fruit, and a pita roll.
Tuesday, lemon pepper fish, steamed broccoli, pinto beans, fruit, and a pita roll.
Wednesday, spit roasted beef kebab, black eyed peas, hummus casserole, fruit, and a pita roll.
Thursday, glazed chicken, peas, and carrots, fruit, and a pita roll.
Friday, build your own gyro bar. Your choice, chicken, beef, or sautéed yak. Plus fruit and a garlic pita roll.
If you've built up enough snack credits for rolling over on your crazy suicide-bombing friends back home, the candy rack at the Gitmo Canteen now has Skittles. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
Reminding you it's time to turn so you don't burn.
Ha 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 ha!
Was wondering, is this funny to anybody else besides us?
I don't think so. But it's not. You know, it's our show.
Let us know. All right, let's play Wordy Word, y'all. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. You also click on the on-air contest button at thebigshow.com. Can't get through, Jack can call you. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, rolling through you Monday, September the 13th, on our American Military Appreciation Monday. Hey, our video of the day is brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina National, September 17th through the 19th at Z-Max Dragway. We got 15 scares in 90 seconds.
Pretty funny.
Check it out at BigShow.com. We're taking a classic beer request off the wall in minutes. And, of course, when you go there, click the on-air contest button. You can't get food. Jackie call you. Won't play Wordy Word. Got somebody you want to play, like today. Got a husband and wife going at it. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a Wordy Word and a Wordy Word. And let's meet our contestants from Corbin, Kentucky, the lovely wife, Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Morning. And now, the lovely husband, Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Morning.
All right. Would you call your husband lovely, Amy, or do you have another word for him that you would like for me to
use? Well, I don't know if she wants to say that on the radio.
Let's see. All right. So, Rick, you're on Team Tater and Randy. Me and Billy and Tater wife Amy for our two rounds. Good luck to y'all.
All right, all right.
And I always want to know, whose idea was this to play? Was it Amy or Rick's?
We'll play both of us. We both listen to you guys. So.
Okay, all right. So y'all listen to Wordy Word together, so they'll play each other. All right, great.
So it was probably Jackie's.
Right. All right, well, here we go. Me and Amy for the first 30 seconds. All right, start the clock. Now, a light wind is a cool what? Yes. Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Say blank and thank you.
Please.
Yes. Rhymes with it. Chuck E.
Cheese.
Yes. All right. Not rhyming. This is a game we play on Sundays. NFL.
Football.
Yeah. All right. This is a game we play on a diamond. It's?
Baseball.
Yeah. This is a game we play on ice with a puck.
Hockey.
Yeah, this is a game you beat each other up. Okay,
there's it. All right.
You leave that game.
Good work.
Wordy word.
All right, put a six on the board. Good work. All right, so now Rick and Tater for their round one. You ready, Rick?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one. Go.
This is a sport with gloves and a ring.
Boxing.
This is a sport where the guys grapple on the ground.
Wrestling.
This is a game where you kick a ball into a goal. Goal!
Kick a ball into a goal.
Into a goal. In Europe, they call it football.
Soccer.
You play this on the beach or in a... And you hit this over the net back and forth.
Volleyball.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You play ball. This with... You, me,
hi. And you put a four on the board, so Amy leads by two going into round two.
This is a game. Takes up a lot of time, you have to say. This is a game. This is a game.
All right. Well, let's see what Amy and Billy can do. Ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
And go.
Another name for table tennis. Forrest Gump played this game in the movie. With paddles. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see. NASCAR is this kind of sport.
Racing.
Yes. There you go. You kick the ball in soccer into this to score points. You kick it into the... Yep. Let's see. In baseball, you hit one of these and you go all the way around the bases.
Home run.
Yep. In football, you score this. 7 points if you get the extra point.
Touchdown.
There you go. And back.
Oh, good Lord. If we're not done with the sports category,
we have some left. All right, so Amy put a 5 on a 6, a total of 11 for Amy. So right. Rick.
Come on, Rick.
Sports. Rick and Randy, you need
they
7.
They all have the word ball in them. How can I do that?
You need 7 to tie, so let's just have fun with it. All right. Rick, here you go. And go.
If a batter hits a ball out into the stands, but not in play.
It's a foul.
Yeah. All right. So in football, if you do something wrong, you get
a flag.
A flag thrown. What kind of flag?
A penalty.
Yes. In boxing, a guy gets hit and he's laid down on the mat.
Knockout.
Yep. So this is a small stream of water that runs behind your house.
Creek.
Well, you made a good run at it. Congratulations on the 3 sports clues there.
Oh, I'm woozy.
Look at me sweating.
The wife wins. Amy over Rick, 11-8.
I'm proud of you, Randy.
Foul ball. That's the only other kind I ever hit.
Hey, y'all, we enjoyed y'all playing. Good game, Amy. You got your bragging rights over there. I hope your husband.
All right.
I like it. I did. Hang on. Hey, Rick, you can try again anytime. Maybe take C and be your game.
Well, he did well.
Win that one, couldn't
he? Yes, boy. All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all. Have a great day. Hang on. Good morning, got the Big Show on the radio. And let's go back to thebigshow.com. Get our classic beer request for the morning. James Morgan from Hamilton, Alabama. James says, classic beer request, one of Carl Childers' fairy tales. All right, James, we'll do it for you. Up next. Good Monday morning, September the 13th. Big Show's on the radio. Hey, back to our American Military Appreciation Monday. Celebrating back when we whipped the Taliban. We got more Big Al and Big Al for you before we get out of here. Right now, classic beer request from James Morgan, Hamilton, Alabama. It's called Tell Us His Fairy Tale Story.
And now, it's story time with your host, Carl Childers.
I hear some youngins talking about a story I kindly liked. It's got critters in it. I reckon everybody likes a critter. Got a girl in it, too, if you like that sort of thing. I can tell you about it if you want me to.
I do.
Got a minute? Once upon a time, there's these 3 bears. A mama, a daddy, and a little youngin. He was only a cub. He was spoiled a good bit. They lived out in the woods there. They didn't live in a cave and sleep in a hole covered in quilts like old Yogi and Boo Boo. They had them a cottage. Some folks calls it a cabin. I calls it a cottage. 2 stories. Had some big fish on the wall and daddy pulled out of the stream with his paw. Big deck out back of one of them fancy grills. They doing all right, I reckon. One morning, Mama Bear there, she made up a big old pot of oatmeal. They all bellied up to the table there. He's about to dig in. But that oatmeal, too dang hot. That little bear wanted to go play his video games, but Daddy Bear said, no, let's go off summers and let her cool down a mite. So they went off. Now in another part of the forest, there's this girl. I think they said her name was Goldie Hawn. Long time ago, she's a pretty little thing, no bigger than a squirrel. Now she's kindly old and give out. I think Mr. Hansen said she's hagged out. That's another way of saying it. Well, sir, that Goldie Hawn gal, she got in a fight with her boyfriend. He's that boy that played Wyatt Earp in that OK Corral movie. She wandered off Summers into the woods. She found that bear's house. The door was wide open. I reckon so the breeze would cool off that oatmeal. I didn't think that part was all that funny. That Taylor fella, he got his own style, don't he? Well, sir, she was a mite hungry from all that mad walking she's doing. So she thought she'd help herself to some of that breakfast. She tried the daddy bear's bowl, and it was too dang hot. Mama's bowl there was too cold. But that little fat baby bear's oatmeal, he's just right. So she wolfed that down. She liked it so much, she didn't even go in the bathroom and throw it up so she could stay skinny.
Oh.
Taylor didn't think that too funny there, did he? She wore out from her trip. So she figured she'd take a load off of one of them chairs in the living room there, maybe watch a little TV. Daddy's chair's too big. Mama's chair's too dang hard. But a little bear's chair is just right. I reckon that feedback she tied on must have pushed her over the edge because she plumb squashed that chair to bits. Well, sir, she reckoned she had to get some rest. So she went nosing around upstairs, found some beds. She tried Daddy Bear's. He's too soft. Mama's bed's kindly lumpy. But that little brother, that little boy bear, she got his bed and it's just right. So she lay down there and get some shut eye. While she was sleeping, them bears come home. Seen someone been into their oatmeal. That little fat bear boy, he plumb had a conniption seeing his is all gone. He said, "What'd you eat my oatmeal for? What'd you eat my oatmeal for?" They start checking out the place. See that someone been sitting in their chairs. Little fat bear boy, he bust out crying seeing his video game playing chairs busted to pieces. He said, "What'd you bust my chair for? What'd you bust my chair for?" Well, so they went upstairs, seen the beds messed up, and there was old Goldie Hawn still sleeping in that little bear's bed. Little bear was in a bad way. He'd just seen red. He's feeling like she was just out to get him. She went over and poked at her, saying, "What you sleeping in my bed for? What you sleeping in my bed for?" She jumped up, screaming, trying to run. But that baby bear is just too fast for her. Took his big old paw and knocked her to the ground. All them bears circled around her, played with her like a cat playing with a mouse. She started screaming. That set little fat baby bear over the edge. He went for her throat. Killed her.
What?
But I reckon it was a happy ending. Old Wyatt Earpair, he went out and got him a younger filly to live with. Moral of the story, it's all right to visit folks, but if you eat all their victuals and bust up the furniture, a bear might kill you. The end.
Storytime is brought to you by Hargraves Potted Meat Product, chock full of peckers and lips since 1937.
You go finish your oatmeal, little fella.
So bears really do hit in the woods.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Well, Miss Indy, the Big Show today, man. There's a lot happening on our Military Appreciation Monday, celebrating back when we whipped the Taliban. And you can catch it all, John Mobilla's Late Risers podcast. Randy, get it up. It'll be dropping before high noon Eastern time, like it does every day. Good work, man. And, of course, we appreciate our military. And thank you for what y'all doing continually. You know, our listeners don't have to do, I'd say, what, 80-90% of the shout-outs with our military, oh, yeah, first responders?
Sure.
Like that. We've got a great audience, and you are supported here. And I know we're on a lot of bases across southeastern North America. United States. Yeah, that's okay. Where we are.
You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I got it. You know how I do. I try to get where I am and geographically. I'm right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
you
I got
sure
it.
Are. Shall it work?
Broaden your area for sure. Yeah.
No, I don't want him to do that.
All right. Well, we've had some Big Al and Big Al's, you know, as we do. We Bugs Bunny approached our guys whipping the Taliban. We're cartooning them. You know, is the way we do it. And here's what. All right, a special, huh? It's Llama Jama Grant. I can't do it. I love it. roll it, roll it.
Greetings, true believers. I'm Big Al Qaeda.
And I'm Big Al Jazeera.
And we're back, bitches.
Looking for the perfect gift for one or more of your wives? You'll find it at the ultimate fashion marketplace for submissive fundamentalist females, the Islama Jamagram Company.
Over 100 styles of estrogen-concealing pajamas and loungewear to choose from. Perfect for wearing around the house, which, of course, is the only place a woman should ever be allowed to go.
The hot new look this year, the hoodie, footy, glovey, masky, tinted visor, voice-changing micro-fleece burka. Once she slips it on, you'll never even know she's there. Or get the messing around in Mesopotamia action set. The hoodie, footy, glovey, masky, tinted visor, voice-changing burka, plus the hoodie, footy, glovey, masky, no visor, non-voice-changing burka. Sexy time.
Every order from the Islama Jamagram Company is handmade by hard-working child labor in our Indonesian manufacturing facility in Jakarta. Lower cost to us means lower prices for you.
Call one of our telephone representatives now at 1-800-UBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIBIB bulk discounts available.
We can even deliver it to her at her job, a technique we use to discover companies that are violating Sharia law by employing women outside the home.
Visit our Overstock outlet in the Sharm El Sheikh Shopping Plaza right next to Armenian Outfitters. Make that right next to where Armenian Outfitters used to be.
The Islama Jama Gram Company. Order by phone or visit IslamaJamaGram.com.
Let's go, Bill.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at TheBigShow.com. Anytime's a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
All right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back at it on tomorrow. We love you, and we mean it.
You got some smart alecky?
Maybe.
Okay, let's see.
Did you guys hear yourselves? This is the same old crap over and over again. We need to take a chance. Try something different. Something fresh.
Oh, blow it out your head, dog.
Thank you.